Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
A Look at the Arts is brought to Lakeshore listeners each week in part by Tom Lounges Entertainment, LLC. Tom Lounges Entertainment presents A Very Spaniel's Christmas, Carols from the Street Corner, on Friday, December 9th at the Acorn Theater in Three Oaks, Michigan. More information online at www.tomloungesentertainment.com.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Good afternoon and welcome to A Look at the Arts. I'm your host, Tom Lounges. Today my guest is Damian McGinty. You've seen him on the television show Glee. You've also seen him here on PBS television as part of the Celtic Thunder group. Well, Damian is touring solo behind his brand new album this Christmas time, and he's coming for two dates in Chicagoland. We'll have Damian on the phone, we'll talk about those dates, and we'll feature songs off his latest album, This Christmas Time, like this one to get things started.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look in the 5 and 10, glistening once again, with candy canes and silver lanes aglow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, toys in every store. But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of hobble boots and a pistol that shoots is the wish of Barney and Ben. Dolls that will talk and will go for a walk is the hope of Janice and Jen. And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. There's a tree in the Grand Hotel, one in the park as well, the sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the bells will start, and the thing that will make them ring is the carol that you sing right within your heart. Beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the bells will start, and the thing that will make them ring is the carol that you sing right within your heart. Sure, it's Christmas once some more.
Good afternoon and welcome to this week's edition of A Look at the Arts. I'm your host, Tom Lounges. And as the song we just heard clearly states, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. That version of this tried and true Christmas standard is from the new holiday album from my guest, Damian McGinty, who you may remember from his guest starring roles in Glee and as a member of the popular group Celtic Thunder. Damian's new 11-song album is called This Christmas Time, from which we'll be hearing more selections over the next hour. But first, Damian, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me, sir. How are you?
I'm fine. Your Christmas tour is just getting ready to start, as I understand.
Yes, it is indeed. I'm getting ready to take my Christmas record on the road, and we're doing 8 or 9 shows, so it's going to be great, and I'm really excited to get out there and see everyone, you know.
Well, you're bringing the show here for two performances, Stage 773 in Chicago on December 14th, and to the Acorn Theater in Three Oaks, Michigan, December 15th. Tickets for those shows are available at www.damianmcginty.com. Give us a little idea about the setup for the show. You've got some great musicians playing with you on the album. Are they going to be joining you, or is this more of a one-man kind of show, or two tracks? How are you doing this?
It's changing for a few shows, but mostly we've got a friend of mine, Tom Harrison, is coming. He's a fantastic pianist and a guitarist, so he's coming to every show, so you're going to see him. He's actually a Scotsman, keeping the Celtic vibe.
Mm-hmm.
So he's coming along for every show. He's going to be playing every show. And then for a few shows, we've got keys as well, a guy called Steve Majora, who's incredibly talented, a good friend of mine from Los Angeles. So it's a completely live show. There's no track. It's a live vibe. Everything's raw, completely real, and I think, you know, we've obviously been rehearsing, and I think that the songs are coming across really, really nicely with the pianos and the guitars and all that stuff. So as I say it's really exciting, and I can't wait for people to hear it, and I really hope people enjoy it.
Given the huge production and the huge arenas that you perform in with Celtic Thunder, is it hard for you to kind of scale back to a small stage like the Acorn Theater?
No, I think that's just a natural cycle of being an independent artist. You know, I'm sort of, it's fine when you're part of a company or a corporation. You know, a company like Celtic Thunder, the brand sells itself. You know, you play 2,000 seats every night.
Mm-hmm.
That's great, and I love doing that, and I'm a huge part of that, and that's really really fun for me. But you know, as an independent artist, that's a completely different brand. You know, the Damian McGinty brand is very different than a Celtic Thunder or a Glee brand. You know, Damian McGinty brand does a lot of things. It acts for a TV show like Glee, it sings for a company like Celtic Thunder, but then he also, you know, is starting to build his own brand in its own right, which is obviously himself.
Mm-hmm.
So taking that on the road, I think naturally it's quite smart to start scaled down and, you know, a little smaller, and because you want to build from these places, and that's the plan. You know, there's a model behind it, and we don't want to try and sprint before we can crawl.
Okay.
So I think that's the model behind this tour, and sort of seeing what we can do with it, seeing the reaction, and sort of take it from there. So I think it's exciting, and it's gonna be a great time.
Well, every performer has certain points in their live show that they really look forward to, a certain song, a certain moment. For the Christmas tour, I know it's just getting started, but what song off the album are you really looking forward to performing this year?
I think a lot of them. I actually love a lot of the songs, but I mean, the two I wrote with Tom Harrison, he's coming on the road with me, Will You Dance With Me This Christmas Time and Irish Christmas, you know, naturally you'd be a bit more, you know, moved towards those songs, because,
mm-hmm.
you know, you created the entire thing, so you're a little more tied to that. So, I mean, I can't wait to sing those on the road. And then also, you know, songs like River, which is a Joni Mitchell classic, is a stunning song. Silent Night is another classic. Something Up Tempo, Christmas Baby, Please Come Home. You know, there's really something there for everyone, I think. And I'm looking forward to singing all the songs. But, I mean, I would say the songs I've written.
Let's play one of those right now. Will You Dance With Me This Christmas Time? And we'll be back with Damian on the other side as A Look at the Arts continues.
Christmas time, will you keep me warm down by the fire? This Christmas time, each year the friends we love all gather round. We watch the tree light up in the heart of town. Then we'll walk on home through the cold and snow. This Christmas time, dreaming of the ones we used to know. This Christmas time, each year my wish is never quite come true. But this time my only wish is to spend the night with you. Will you love me just like I love you? This Christmas time. Christmas time. Will you keep me warm down by the fire this Christmas time? Each year my wish is never quite come true. Like I love you this Christmas time. This Christmas time.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Lounges, and this is A Look at the Arts on Lakeshore Public Radio. My guest today, Damian McGinty, who will be performing that song that you just heard, one that he wrote, called Will You Dance With Me This Christmas Time, and that is one of the tunes off the This Christmas Time album. He'll be performing them live at Stage 773 in Chicago December 14th and at the Acorn Theater in Three Oaks, Michigan on December 15th. Get show information and tickets at www.DamianMcGinty.com. Damian, it's very clear, coming from Celtic Thunder and, of course, speaking with you, you're from Ireland. Whereabouts are the McGintys from?
I am from Ireland, yeah. I'm from the north of Ireland, Derry City. So it's where I grew up, it's where the whole McGinty clan originates. It's a great town. Obviously, I work a lot in the States, but I try and get home as much as I can, you know.
Are you living in the States and Ireland, dual citizenship?
Yeah, I sort of bounce between both. I've been sort of situated in L.A. for 4 or 5 years now. But, you know, in the future, I want to split base a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, Ireland's always home for me, you know, and it's where my family is, my best friends. So I always look forward to getting back there, you know.
I've never been to Ireland, but my family roots are there, from Mayo Abbey in County Mayo. My grandmother was from there.
Oh, wow, that's great.
I think that's the western part, isn't it?
Yeah, that's pretty west. Yeah. It's a gorgeous part of the world.
What was Christmas time like in Ireland for you growing up?
It was great. It was cold, as always. I have, like most places, like Three Oaks and Michigan and like Chicago. The weather was cold. When you look back on it, you always think about your family or your friends or the times that you spend, you know, when you light the fire and it might be snowing outside or it's just raining or it's freezing cold and there's ice or frost, or and you're sitting inside, you're with the family, the dinner's cooking, there's a movie, there's a Christmas movie on the TV, the fire's lit. You know, that's sort of what it's all about. I think it's really simple things. So growing up, you know, we were fortunate. I'm fortunate to have great parents. I have a brother and sister. We were always spoiled at Christmas. There's always a time where we exchanged gifts and had a lot of family parties and all that stuff. So, I mean, yeah, it sort of looked, it was very family-oriented, very friend-oriented, and, you know, it was just about spreading love, which I think it should be about to them.
Is Christmas as commercialized in Ireland as it is here? And, of course, living in L.A. as much as you do, I'm sure you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I mean, I would say so. I mean, it's definitely quite large over here, but, I mean, it's big back home as well. I think it's just a huge marketing chance for you know, for the marketing companies in the world, to be honest with you. I think most places it's huge. But, I mean, it's certainly big back home. People love it back home. Like, it's the biggest holiday we have back home, put it that way. You know, in America, I think it's sort of, for some people, Thanksgiving's bigger, or some people Christmas is bigger, you know. It's sort of split between, it seems. So, I don't know. That's a really hard question. I feel like it's really big in both places.
Share with me, if you will, a very special Christmas memory from your childhood. One Christmas that really stood out, and why?
I remember we went to sleep and it was just dry outside. There was like nothing going on. But then we woke up and it was a complete white Christmas, which was unexpected. So, you know, and then we went out and we played in the snow for most of the day. And it was surprising. We didn't expect it. So it was just like it caught us off guard, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't know a white Christmas was coming. So we were like sleighing down hills and just having so much fun. And this is going back a few years now. So that definitely sticks out in my mind.
But how old were you at that point?
I would say I was about 12 or 13.
Is there a Christmas tradition that you have taken from your childhood that you still celebrate today as an adult?
I think we always open one present from each other, from our friends, on Christmas Eve night. That's something we've always did before we go to bed. You know, obviously, you know, you open presents on Christmas morning or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But a bit of a tradition we have is that, you know, we open one from each other on Christmas Eve night. And that's something that I've kept doing, and that I love.
Okay.
I think it's just kind of cool and gives you a little taster for what's to come. And that's something that I still do. So, and I think I will do that. I'll do it with my kids. So cetera. So it's a nice little tradition.
Well, let's go back to Ireland right now for a few minutes with one of my favorite songs, and clearly one of yours as well, one you wrote. This is Irish Christmas off This Christmas Time, the new album from Damian McGinty. We'll be back on the other side of this.
Cobbled streets, good friends will meet. Winter's drawing in, days are getting cold. Back home, fields of green like you've never seen, turning white with snow, painted barley leaves, calling me home. Where the lights are shining bright in Dublin town, you will see the glowing love that's all around. People be dancing and singing, all the bells they'll be ringing, songs of joy from the land that I belong. This Irish Christmas, evening tea with a family, old traditions hold us together, young and old. By midnight mass, all the gifts are wrapped. On Christmas Eve, we'll be singing. Oh, holy night, where the lights are shining bright in Dublin town. You will see the glowing love that's all around. People be dancing and singing, all the bells they'll be ringing, songs of joy from the land that I belong. This Irish Christmas. Fields of green like you've never seen, turning white with snow, painted barley leaves. Call me home, where the lights are shining bright in Dublin town. You will see the glow of love that's all around. People be dancing and singing, all the bells they'll be ringing, songs of joy from the land that I belong. This Irish Christmas. This Irish Christmas.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Lounges. This is A Look at the Arts, and we're adding a little touch of the green to your white Christmas with that song. My guest, Damian McGinty, wrote that for his latest, his new holiday album, This Christmas Time, which brings him to Stage 773 in Chicago on December 14th, and again to the Acorn Theater in Three Oaks, Michigan, December 15th. Get your tickets, get information at www.damianmcginty.com. Damian, that song, Irish Christmas, is one of the songs you wrote. What is the story and inspiration behind that song in particular? Is there a special story to share?
I don't think there was necessarily a special story. I think what we did was I sat down. I wrote this in February of this year in a sunny California. I wish I could say I wrote it in like a snowy hut in the Alps, but that was not true. So the sun was shining. I wrote it in February. And I sort of wanted to paint a picture of what Ireland looks like, you know, around that time of the year. It wasn't necessarily related to any story. It was just like a general feeling of Ireland and a general feeling of Dublin, and sort of paint a picture of what Ireland looks like. You know, that's where we go with the cobbled streets, good friends you'll meet, fields of green like you've never seen, turning white with snow, painted barley leaves. So, you know, that's just stuff that we want to create a vision, create an image of how it looks at Christmas. And I hope we achieve that. And I think people are, you know, I've been told, a lot of people have told me they're really enjoying that. So, you know, I hope we achieve our objective, you know.
You mentioned writing that song in February. Obviously, to get it out in time for Christmas, you had to record during the summer months. How hard was it to get into the Christmas spirit?
It was definitely a bit strange. I'm not going to lie. We actually recorded most of it in April and June, which was, and in between that, I had a 5-week tour in Australia with Celtic Thunder. So we sort of did the rough vocals and figured out the arrangements in April. We did decorate the studio with Christmas decorations, which helped. But then, you know, even then, when you're leaving a session, you're going out to sunshine and like 95 degrees heat. So it was quite strange. But you know, as you say, it has to be done well in advance, especially my schedule, because I knew that we were doing the Tropic Thunder Legacy Tour in the middle of August. So basically, I had to have everything done by August.
Mm-hmm.
So we, you know, did our schedule in line with that knowledge. And that meant, you know, recording in weather that was not Christmas-like weather, but, you know, I think we made it work. And as I say, we decorated the studio. We had a little tree, a few lights going on, so it really helped get the spirit, you know.
What struck me as interesting is that this is your first full-length album as a solo artist, and it's a holiday album. Why the decision to do a holiday album for your first outing?
I think it was something that I sort of went into this year. I came out of the end of last year and came into this year thinking I really want to release a record this year. You know, I've been part of 15, 16, maybe 17 albums at this point. But, you know, it's, as you say, it's never been a full length under my own name. So this was something I wanted to achieve this year. I'm looking at my schedule on paper. A Christmas record seemed like the best way to do that. It seemed like the best way to start that cycle of releasing albums.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I've been writing an original record, which is completely different, obviously, for the best part of 2.5-3 years now. We've got a lot of material ready for that, but that's, you know, that's a lot more complicated. That's about creating a sound. That's about creating a vision. That's about creating a style. That's about a lot of things that you have to build from the ground up, literally by itself. So that takes a stupid amount of work, you know, and we've been working on that for 2.5-3 years. That's almost ready. That's really getting there. I'm hopeful it's going to be released next year. But leading up to that, a Christmas record just felt like the right thing to do. It felt like the right way to start the cycle of releasing albums and getting it out there to people that have supported me and that are interested in music. And I'm glad we did it because it seems to be going really well. So I'm really, really happy with it.
Let's go back to another one that you mentioned you enjoy performing, and that is Joni Mitchell's River. We'll be talking with Damien once again on the other side. This is River off This Christmas Time.
It's coming on Christmas. They're cutting down trees, they're putting up reindeer and singing songs of joy and peace. I wish I had a river I could skate away on. But it don't snow here, it stays pretty green. Gonna make a lot of money and I'm gonna quit this crazy scene. I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I wish I had a river so long I would teach my feet to fly. I wish I had a river I could skate away on. My baby cry. She tried hard to help me, you know, she put me at ease. She loved me so naughty and made me weak in the knees. I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I'm so hard to handle, I'm selfish and I'm sad, and I've gone and lost the best baby that I've ever had. I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I wish I had a river so long I would teach my feet to fly. I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I made my baby say thank you. Christmas. They're cutting down trees, they're putting up reindeer and singing songs of joy and peace. I wish I had a river I could skate away on.
Welcome back. That's River. That's a song written by Joni Mitchell, performed by my guest tonight, Damian McGinty. It's featured on his new holiday album, This Christmas Time. And I'm sure it's probably one of them he'll be performing live when he comes to Chicago at Stage 773 on December 14th and at the Acorn Theater in Three Oaks, Michigan, December 15th. And again, tickets and information on the Christmas tour are available on his website, www.DamianMcGinty.com. Damian, what made you choose that Joni Mitchell song? Are you a big Joni fan?
I am, absolutely. I think that particular song has always been close to me. Growing up, I was very close to my grandfather, who passed away 8 or 9 years ago now. So that particular song, he always used to play it on the old record player, and he loved it. So it was something I just grew up listening to, you know, and there's obviously been so many versions of it, but I think what I wanted to achieve with it was just the raw, organic song itself. I didn't want to produce it. I didn't want to overdo it. We literally just did a voice and a piano with it, and I think the actual vocal, I believe, was literally a one-take vocal. I just did a live, sung it with the piano live, and I think that's the one that actually ended up on the album. So that's what I wanted to achieve. You know, I wanted to have something real with that particular song because it's such an emotional song. It's such an organic, I believe it's meant to have an organic feel to it. And that's what we wanted to achieve. So I hope we did that.
And that is one you'll be performing live?
I will be performing that live, yes.
Okay.
Sure.
Are you doing all 11 songs from the album in the live show?
We're doing most of them, yeah. Most, I think, you know, it's our set list changes every night to, you know, to freshen it up, to keep things fresh. We've got a lot of material. I think we're borderline doing 20 songs every show, which is, you know, a lot of songs, but we want to put on a good show. We want people to be happy. We're doing a good hour and a half without an intermission, so it's just like song after song. It's boom. It's really, you know, really, really going for it. Most songs will be on the album for sure. We'll be at the live show. I can't promise everything, but I would say it's likely that most of them will be there. Yeah.
Okay. Are you also mixing in some more traditional or standards or other songs that aren't seasonal?
Yeah, I'm mixing in a few standards, and then I'm actually mixing in some of the original stuff that I've written, which isn't Christmas stuff, because, you know, we wanted a bit of variety. I think, you know, doing this obviously is primarily a Christmas tour, but with, considering it's 20 songs, I think doing 20 Christmas songs will get a little bit old, so mm-hmm. I think people would want a bit of variety, and we're going to do that in the form of a few originals I've been writing and a few nice little covers, so I'm excited about that.
Now, you had mentioned that you are already well into the next album, the new solo original album, with a release date targeted for 2017. Are you mostly co-writing with Tom Harrison, who you wrote with on this album?
I've written a lot with Tom Harrison. Yeah, we've written several songs, probably five or six together, I would say. We're doing another one at the concert that we wrote together. It's called Innocent Eyes, which is about growing up on the road. It's sort of, I wanted to paint a picture of what my life's looked like for the last 8 years. And, you know, obviously that's very hard to do in one song, but we wanted to give people an idea at least.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I mean, myself and Tom do a lot of writing. I also work with a lot of different producers, a lot of different writers. I write by myself a lot. It just sort of depends. I mean, I've been writing quite often, you know, until sort of June, July. I haven't really written in the last 4, 5, 6 months because I genuinely have not had time at all. You know, I did 72 shows, and I've been promoting this record. Now I'm on tour with this record. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, it's been a lot. So I'll definitely get back to in the thick of writing the first 6 months of next year.
Okay.
It's going to be heavy, heavy writing. And I'm actually looking forward to that. You know, I feel like I haven't been to that part of the cycle in a while now, because everything else has been so busy with, you know, releasing an album and touring. And so I'm sort of excited to get back writing and finishing off that album. As you say, you know, I've started and I've been doing a lot of stuff for, and I have a lot of songs written, and hopefully we'll have something out by next autumn. You know, I'll be pretty disappointed if I don't have something out there next year for sure.
Do you have a working title for the album yet?
I don't, no.
So we're looking at 2017. You're still in the process of writing it?
Yes. Well,
okay.
we've got a lot of songs recorded already.
Okay.
So, you know, we sort of record as we write, so.
You're going to wind up with a lot of songs, then you're going to have to sit and pick and choose.
We have a lot of songs right now. Yes, we do.
All right, let's get to another song off the new album, This Christmas Time. What would you like to play?
Let's go for a little bit of White Christmas.
Dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your day be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white.
Dreaming of a White Christmas with Damian McGinty, who is our guest today on A Look at the Arts. Damian, once the holidays are over and this short Christmas tour is done, are you going to be doing a lot of Celtic Thunder stuff in 2017? Is there another big tour planned?
Right now, I'm not sure. There has been talks about moving forward with Celtic Thunder. They certainly have. I'm obviously not allowed to say too much for obvious reasons, but
right,
they, you know, they've got some large plans in the future. So I guess, you know, we're gonna sit down, discuss what it looks like, sort of see my schedule, see their schedule, and basically take it from there. I think that's the only way to really do it, you know. So, but I love working with those guys. This tour was the best tour we've ever done, the most enjoyable we've ever done. So if it can be worked out, I'm sure it will.
you've got so much going for you now. A new album coming, a new album out, working with Celtic Thunder, which has been globally successful. How did it all start for you? How did you come to perform? When and where did you start singing, and at what age?
I started singing way back when I was a baby. I was about 5 years old, probably. I casually just quite enjoyed it. And I remember I was on holidays, vacation with my family, and there was a karaoke center at the back of the apartment complex we were at. And I secretly signed my name down to go sing. And when my name was called out, my parents were mortified. They thought I was going to really embarrass them. But I went up, and I was five, and I started singing, and it actually ended up better than what people thought it was going to be. So from there, my parents were like, wow, you actually can sing a little bit. So I wasn't thinking of a career, obviously. I was only a baby. I just loved doing it. It just really grew from there. I followed it, kept doing it. 14 years old, I got noticed by Phil Coulter, who was the original musical director of Celtic Thunder. He gave me, I auditioned for him and Sharon. He wanted me to meet Sharon Brown, our producer. I met her, auditioned, and got the role. That was pretty much it. It's been a long journey since then. I did 5 years at Celtic Thunder. Worked on Glee then for 3 or 4 years. And now, the record process, I feel like I'm a good age. The record process has begun, which is great. And it's something that I'm really enjoying. So I always feel like I'm growing. I'm always trying to grow. That's what I always want to achieve. So it's been great. It's been almost 10 years as a professional, which is kind of hard to believe. I'm only 24, but it's been a good time. And there is no real secret to it. It's just hard work and driving yourself and following what you love to do,
Between 5 and 15, when you were singing, and where did you perform? Was it like open mic nights? Was it local festivals and church?
My dad was always really good at that. He would always shop around local competitions and see what was going on. Whatever karaoke competition was within driving distance, my dad would have happily driven me just because he knew I wanted to do it and loved to do it. So that's what we did. He was just great at that. And that's one of the main reasons I am where I am today, is because of that experience. So I'm very grateful for that.
Now I've heard there was a secret chord David played, and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you? It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall. It doesn't matter which you heard. touch. I've told the truth, I didn't come to fool you.
Tom Lounges, and this is A Look at the Arts on Lakeshore Public Radio. My guest today, Damian McGinty, who will be performing that song that you just heard. That is one of the tunes off of This Christmas Time album. He'll be performing them live at Stage 773 in Chicago December 14th and at the Acorn Theater in Three Oaks, Michigan on December 15th. Get show information and tickets at www.DamianMcGinty.com. Damian, a career in show business, like any of the arts, is not always rainbows and lollipops, as you know. Along with the big breaks and the successful stories, there's a lot of heartache, a lot of disappointments. How did you deal with that?
Yeah, I mean, there's always moments, especially living in Los Angeles. You know, I audition for roles that people don't hear about because, you know, I don't talk about things I audition for, really. Mm-hmm. I don't see a point in that. But there's definitely some big roles that I've been interested in on the acting side of things, rather than music, that I've gotten pretty close to. And I just sort of, you know, didn't get it at the last hurdle because they wanted to go with maybe, you know, a black person or an Asian person or just somebody that, you know, didn't look like me. You know, I just wasn't the right look for that particular part.
Mm-hmm.
So there, you know, there has been those moments, but that's only natural. I think dealing with it, you just have to understand, oh, this just wasn't made for me. Like, that's not what I was meant to do. So I need to move on and keep driving forward, and, you know, the opportunities will come.
Okay, and one opportunity that did come for you, you were on one of the most popular TV shows of the last decade, Glee. How did that come together, and what was it like working with that ensemble?
That was great, man. I went through a show called The Glee Project, where 40,000 kids went into it, and it was basically the show they filmed with the creators and producers of Glee, where it was like a boot camp, and they gave you the tools and sort of taught you what you needed to do, and you went away and worked on it and came back and performed for them. So 40,000 kids went into it. They made a TV show out of the top 12. I ended up winning it, which got me seven episodes in Glee. I think I ended up doing 21 or something along them lines over the period of 2 years. So it was great, and they were all really friendly on the cast. They were incredibly talented. I learned a lot. As an experience, it was second to none. Working with those people was something I'll not forget, that's for sure.
Is there anything in the foreground that you can talk about? Any deals coming through, any TV shows or movies or anything like that that we'll be seeing you in?
Well, that's always, it's like such a show business thing where it's never confirmed until it's signed, and that's just the truth of the matter. It could fall through. So there is one or two things that are sort of in the works at the moment that I'm potentially excited about, but I know enough by now not to get excited until something's confirmed. So there is definitely things in the work and potential opportunities that would be huge, but let's see what happens.
What's your take on working on screen versus working live? You've spent most of your career on a live stage with the instant gratification. Has it been difficult to adjust to working in front of a camera and hoping people like your performance?
Yeah, that is quite difficult. They're two very different kinds of performances. I mean, on camera, you need to be a lot smaller, a lot more subtle, but just as powerful. So, whereas on stage, you need to be large and powerful. So, I mean, it differs in size, because when you're on camera, the camera picks up the most subtle things that your face does, which, you know, is exactly what performance is about. That's how people portray emotion. Mm-hmm. That's how you tell stories. And on stage, you need to be a lot bigger because people aren't seeing your face in a close-up. You know, it's a very different sort of ball game, so you need to perform bigger. So, yeah, it took a little bit of getting used to when I started on TV. But, you know, I think as I was going along, I was learning. Yeah, I feel more experienced now. And I'm definitely looking forward to doing TV again. I think when the opportunity comes, it'll be the right time for me.
Okay. Are you interested in staying with the musical side? And the reason I ask, we see folks like Harry Connick Jr., who is a phenomenal singer and entertainer, but yet he plays some very dark, dramatic roles from time to time on camera. Are you looking to expand into that realm as well, or stick with more of the musical side?
I wouldn't mind doing roles. I mean, you know, if I was fortunate enough to get offered, you know, say, a role on Broadway or something, that would blow my mind. That is something that's definitely an aim of mine later in life. I don't know if it's something I would want to do now.
Mm-hmm.
If I was offered it, it would be tough to turn down. But it's not something I have an aim for now. But later in life, it's for sure something I've thought about, and I would love to do it, absolutely.
There's so many talented young hopefuls who dream of a life in showbiz, just as you did when you were starting out. But despite hard work and dedication, so few make that dream a reality. You have accomplished that. And with that, from your perspective, at still a young age of 24 years old, what advice could you give to young aspiring talents out there, whether they're actors, singers, or whatever?
I would say just stay focused. Don't lose that extra little bit of energy, or that extra spark, or that extra bit of ambition, because it's that extra little bit that can take you further than the other people who are following the same path. I think a work ethic is huge. I think talent is a percentage, but I think work ethic is potentially a larger percentage, because I've met a lot of talented people that are afraid of work, and that doesn't really get you anywhere in the long run, to be honest. So I think a work ethic, an ability to always want to strive to get better is something that is very important, because as a performer, yeah, I've been doing this for 10 years, but I know who I want to be when I'm 34.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to be a lot better than I am now. So I I'm striving towards that as a person and a performer. I think it's just focus, discipline, train every day, like try and get better, try and learn. And every day is a learning. Every day is a school day. Every day is a learning experience. And if you do that, you'll grow as a performer, and you'll get opportunity, and you'll be able to take it well when it comes.
Something else that I want to touch with you on, and you had mentioned being an independent artist, and you pretty much captain your own ship, so to speak. The records, you're putting them out on your own imprint, as I understand. You're self-financing. You're developing yourself internally as an artist, kind of managing yourself as well in some ways. Has that been difficult, to wear the different hats and to know the art from the business side?
Yes, it has, but I mean, it's also been enjoyable, to be honest with you. It's something that, this year I opened DMG International Productions, which, as you're talking about, is, you know, the company that did the record, so that is my company. And it is self-financed and all that good stuff, so it's technically acting as a record label right now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something I wanted to do. When I wanted to do the independent record, I wanted to do it right. I didn't want to cut corners, and I wanted to be safe, more importantly, as well. So wearing the different hats is fun. I mean, it's, you know, it doesn't go without a lot of help from other people, but it's great. I love working with numbers. I love being in control. I love trying to drive myself forward, because I feel like I can do that. I feel like I'm capable of really pushing this along by myself, and it's something that I love to do, to be honest with you. So, you know, I do enjoy the business side of it. It's a little more difficult because I don't have a degree in it,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, as I say, every day is a school day, and when you throw yourself into it, you learn very quickly.
Is there anything, Damien, we've not talked about that you'd like to, anything you want my radio audience to know?
Just that I'm very excited for Chicago and Three Oaks. I mean, I know they're very close together. Chicago's nearly sold out. I think we're approaching sellout. So, you know, if people are going to Chicago, they can go to Three Oaks. If they're going to Three Oaks, they go to Chicago. You know, these two shows are actually quite different. We change the set list every night. So I'm excited to see the good people in Michigan. I'm excited to see the good people in Chicago.
Let's wrap things up with another song.
Let's finish it with The first one, Baby Please Come Home.
All right. Christmas Baby, Please Come Home. And he's coming to us here in Chicagoland in Michigan, Damian McGinty. You can find out tickets and more information on this tour at www.damianmcginty.com. Damian, safe travels.
Thanks, man. Thanks for taking the time. Happy holidays. All right, bye.
Snow's coming down. I'm watching it fall. Lots of people around. Baby, please come home. A church bell's in town, all ringing its song, full of happy sounds. Singing deck the halls, but it's not like Christmas at all. I remember when you were here and all the fun we had last year. Pretty lights on a tree, I'm watching them shine. You should be here with me. Singing deck the halls, it's not like Christmas at all. I remember when you